from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We are back here on the morning shift, and we are inching closer to the start of the NFL season. The Falcons kick things off on September 8th. Against the Pittsburgh Steelers at home. But that being said, there's some roster magic possibly floating around. And this courtesy Mark Raimondi of ESPN, and he has done his final 2024 53-man roster projection. And so you guys want me to break this down for you?
You think he was wearing his Jordans when he wrote
it? No, he definitely was. Right. Yeah, and A-Town Alley was sitting there probably telling him not enough arch support in the Jays.
So how old are those shoes, Bart?
Yeah, and George Kittle was looking at him as well and saying, hey,
or man, Greg Kittle, whichever one you want to call him.
I was like, man, George Kittle's
Greg.
Here? I was like, wow.
I called George Kittle Greg Kittle for a whole segment.
I was like, what?
Yeah, Greg Kittle. No, Tiff, you don't have to go down and break him through. I think the biggest takeaway for anybody.
Kirk Cousins is going
to
be the quarterback.
I mean, that's the thing. Biggest takeaways are this, and you tell me where I swerve wrong. All right, how about this?
Oh, so we're going to get Mike Johnson.
No, I'm going to give you three key points, and then you tell me what your key points were. My three key points are Taylor Heinicke is on the roster.
Disagree.
This is what you're looking at from Mark's list.
Yeah, from Mark's list. My three key points are this. Taylor Heinicke's on the roster. The offensive-defensive split is 23 on offense, 27 on defense, which was a clean 25 and 25 last year. And in terms of decisions to be made, 8 defensive linemen in a 3-4 scheme is an absolute eye-opener. I don't necessarily disagree with him on any of these, but those, to me,
are
the key points as
well.
Because you guys were talking during the break. Do you want to start with running backs?
We can start with running backs.
Yeah,
that's fine with me.
Yeah.
I was listening to your conversation.
How many does he have?
He has, obviously, Bijan Robinson, Tyler Agee, Avery Williamson, and Jason McClellan. I think
no.
You had.
Okay. I say no. No,
okay.
I
right.
say no.
I was like, did I read it? I'm like, I'm reading. What am I reading wrong?
No.
I think Bijan is here, obviously, and Tyler Agee is a lock. We don't even have to talk about them. I think Avery Williams.
There will not be four.
No, I don't think there will be four. I think Avery Williams is a lock. I think what he can do, change of pace, come in. He's also a guy that is a specialist, and he's going to return kicks. I don't think that you keep Carlos Washington or Jace McClellan because I think you're going to use that roster spot maybe to keep an extra wide receiver. So that's, to me, where I think that Mark is off. I also think that one of those two will be easily to the practice squad, and I think they're so similar that if you thought you needed a fourth running back, you could make one of them a game day elevation from the practice squad.
Yeah. I don't think you're going to shed any tears if Jace or Carlos Washington were to be picked up by another team. I don't think that you're up in arms about it at this point.
Exactly. I don't think – now, are we good at running back? You want to move on to the next spot I disagree with?
No, I – Well, and I think that the reason he has Jace McClellan, and this is what Tiff was talking about, we talked about during the break, the reason I think he has Jace McClellan on this roster cutdown is I think he would be picked up quicker than some of the other options because he is a recent draft pick.
Yes.
He was drafted by the Falcons.
Alabama.
And I think that other guys, you can sneak through the practice squad, whereas if you cut Jace, a lot of people that just recently scouted him through that process would probably be like, well, Jace McClellan's available.
Well, I have to take Terry Fontenot and Raheem at their words, and they said they're building the roster for Pittsburgh. And they said they're doing these cuts to build a 48-man for Pittsburgh.
Why are you rolling your eyes?
Because he wants to disagree with me. Let me tell you something. Do you believe in your heart, take away your everything else, that Jace McClellan did enough to separate himself from Carlos Washington?
No.
Then why keep him?
Like I just said,
why use the roster spot for someone else?
Picked up.
So you don't think that there's not a, you don't think Chris Blair won't get picked up somewhere?
I'm not saying that either one of those guys, Avery, you're going to keep a third running back. I don't know that Avery Williams is the kind of guy from everything I've seen in preseason that you plug in and give carries to behind Tyler Allgeier.
I'm not really sure anybody's getting carries other than this front two. And I know you can say, well, what if somebody gets hurt? But I have no. For me, you have two three-down backs because I believe that Bijan Robinson and Tyler Allgeier can both be three-down backs. So I might bring in Avery Williams to spell him here and there for a pass play or two. But I just don't think they're going to see action. And if an injury happens, it happens. You reevaluate the next week.
Yeah.
Because I mean, at that point, if one of those front two guys go down, the other one's going to get a plethora of playing time. That's just the way I see it. I just don't think that Washington and McClellan have done enough where you couldn't put them on the practice squad and use them as a game day elevation.
I'll agree to you to a point that I haven't been terribly impressed by either one, Jason McClellan and Carlos Washington, throughout the preseason. And I do think I think running back, and then we can use this to pivot over to wide receiver. I think both of those at the back end of those rooms probably could use a little bit of tinkering. And I think that Terry and company will be keeping their eye on who becomes available over the next few days. So
I'll jump back to Mark Raimondi's list. Of course, he's at ESPN covering the Falcons. And for wide receivers, he has Drake London, Darnell Mooney, Ray-Ray McCloud, Kadarius Hodge, and Casey Washington.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you need to add Chris Blair to that. I think you take Jace McClellan's spot, give it to Chris Blair. Or we can go to another position with the word back in it and maybe talk about that. But I think Chris Blair is probably done enough on special teams, and from what he did, he had a very good preseason.
Well, and also, I mean, you got to think, too, we've been out of practice. We've seen Casey Washington in person. He looks like a special teams Jesse.
Yeah.
Like, when you look at that guy, you're like, that guy passes every eye test we have, known to man. And I think there's a lot of upside to Casey Washington. I think Chris Blair's ball skills are better than Casey Washington's at this point. I think he high points the ball better. I think he catches with his hands a little bit better. I think Casey Washington maybe is a better route runner, but I think just in terms of being a wholesale wide receiver, I think Chris Blair probably deserves that role. Although, again, Casey Washington, draft pick this year, I think you kind of play that game through. That's why I roll my eyes.
So you would keep five? Casey Washington
six.
With Chris Blair, or you're saying add six?
I think where my six comes in is I'm not so sure that Taylor Heineke's on this roster.
I think he is.
Probably moving.
Do you think we're just sticking with
Cousins? I think he's got too
much value. Penix.
Yeah. Which by the way, Dean.
Even though you can have three.
You can.
You can also elevate from the P squad, the emergency thing.
Well, but now that counts after the NFLPA. Yeah, I know we're going to get to it later, but after the NFLPA's ruling, we have to mention it in the conversation that'll count against one of your 48 where it wouldn't. I think that Taylor Heineke will be on the move in the next, maybe the next 5 hours, or he'll be cut, and then you'll see if you can get him, which I don't think you will, and then I think you'll figure out something from there. You'll maybe Paddock is the practice squad quarterback for now.
Well, let me just say this too, and I want to get back to Tiff was asking me why I was rolling my eyes because I think this is coach speak, and I've been around these situations enough to know this. You're going to play roster math throughout week one because when you're a vested player and you're on a week one roster, Your salary is guaranteed, all right? So sometimes they do play a little bit of this, this hokey-pokey with the roster, and they go through week one, and they say, we'll keep this guy, we'll cut this guy, try to sneak into the P squad, and then week two, everything changes, and it's like, well, it's all about, it's all based on the Pittsburgh matchup. It's not really. Like, a lot of this has to do with who we can sneak through, who we can cut later, who we think other teams would pick up, and whose salary we want to be guaranteed. And that's the reason I think Taylor Heineke. Now, Taylor Heineke's cap is, what, $4.5 million, his cap hit? But his dead money would be about right over $3 million.
Yeah, you save a million, that's it.
You're saving, like, somewhere between $1 and $1.5 million for Taylor Heineke. I don't think that's not nothing. All right, in the grand scheme of it, when you want to keep the $5 million buffer, I don't think he showed me anything through preseason that would lead me to believe that he's going to be on this roster. I think they try to shop him around just a little bit.
Let me ask you this, and for those out there that may not maybe get it, you're saying everything is for the Steelers, to prepare for the Steelers, right? But you can afford to do that now with these roster changes because it's still early in the season?
It's everybody's going to set their roster in week one based off of who they can get through to practice squad, who won't be an eye-opener, who they think has value down the road for other teams and who has value right now for them.
Yeah, and
right?
who they don't have to pay fully.
And who they don't have to pay that full vested money to. And I think that you can say, and I think Raheem's being honest to a point where he's saying, hey, we're going to put this 53-man roster together based on the Steelers. But there's a lot of other caveats. There's a lot of other zigs and zags in that conversation about, well, just like the conversation between Jace and Carlos Washington. Jace is a recent draft pick. You would think that he would be more of an eye-opener as a cut right now than Carlos Washington would, so you keep him instead of Carlos.
If you think he's that much better.
Right, right. All things considered.
I think if you think they're the same player, you're like, oh, they're the same player. I think he's right. I think Mark nailed it on the tight ends. I think it's Pitts, Dwelly, and Charlie Warner. And I think he's also right on the offensive lineman. I think you got your starting five. I think Neusel is there's a guaranteed lock for me for Neusel, Storm Norton. And I do think that Kyle Hinton has probably been the best of everybody else as far as interior, that you would probably keep him unless you decided you wanted to keep Davenport at tackle and let Neusel be the swing guy inside.
I don't think that Neusel's that guy. I think the Kyle Hinton, what did he get, 2 or 3 starts last year when Lindstrom's out for a couple of games, started against Carolina. I wasn't overly impressed with Kyle Hinton throughout preseason, but I think that he's definitely the most upside of the interior guys you have right now.
Unless you snagged someone from another roster that you saw that did that, which I think you tell me if I'm wrong, Mike, you played the positions of offensive line, but right. I think – if you have a guy in house and you kind of know that he can do what you need him to do in a pinch, and he knows your system, you might be open to keeping him instead of going out for someone who is almost the same player.
Yeah, I will say that I think, to your point, I will say that they did in the final preseason game, they started Javon Gwynn, right, and they started him at guard, and he's obviously played a little center, I think, the first week down in Miami. I think this was a, hey, show us you can be the entire interior backup. And I'm not sure that that actually panned out in his favor, even though I don't think Kyle Hinton was terribly impressive. But when you, like you said, we've talked about this all training camp. This is the same top 9 linemen that they had a year ago. And all these 3 guys were in these same spots last year at the end of the year. And it seemed just easy enough to say, you know what, we like those guys. So there's your 8.
This hour brought to you by Morgan & Morgan. Injured, hire Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Well, what is it like to be in 6 different countries in 5 weeks? Well, I'll tell you, there's a lot to unpack, and that will happen before my suitcases actually get unpacked. They're still just sitting in my living room. I'll break down my travels, which capped off with college football. Stay with us here on the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 929 The Game for TV's Time Out.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.